It's our 7 o'clock anthem right here on Palmetto Mornings. Good Thursday morning to you, 7:10 on this Thursday, February the 15th edition of our great radio program. 37 degrees, and you've landed on so many different avenues and channels. You've landed on the original AM 1340. That's the mothership. What about FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports, and the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it when you can and take us on the go.
We also want to say good morning to those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live. Welcome.
And I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We have the top brass from Winthrop University here in the studio. Do you like those titles? we have the Winthrop president, Dr. Edward Cerna, and Gary Simrell, who is from the office of the president. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
I always enjoy having you all come on Palmetto Mornings. So you're on here because there is a report that has been released just talking about the economic impact that Winthrop University has here within our community. Dr. Cerna, give us some of the parameters for this study. Why was it done? When was it done? What does it take a look at? Just kind of give us some of the foundation.
Sure, absolutely. So this process really goes back almost a year. We were getting ready to launch our new strategic plan, and in that strategic plan, we talk about being an economic engine for the region. Well, if you're going to make that statement, you better be able to quantify it, right? So we said, hey, maybe this is the time for us to tell that story about the impact that Winthrop has, not only in Rock Hill, but in York County. So we commissioned a study because we wanted to tell that story. I think we do a really good job of telling the story of the amazing work that's happening on campus, right? Our students, our faculty, our staff, we talk about athletics and the cultural events, but we really weren't telling this story. So we looked around our campus, and we have a lot of subject matter experts on our campus. So we went to the dean of our College of Business and said, hey, do you have somebody in our faculty who does economic impact studies? And sure enough, we did. So we commissioned this study. And the great thing about it, too, it was a learning opportunity. He had some students work with him on the project over the past year. And we pulled together this project that really looks at the economic impact that Winthrop University has in York County.
Love that you did it in-house. That's
absolutely
fantastic. I mean, there's nothing wrong when, schools or organizations or businesses, take on an outside firm to do that, because you kind of want to be a little distance, right? You just want to turn over all the receipts and let them crunch the numbers. But if you can do it in-house, and especially if students can get real-world experience.
And for them to see that they are a part of the results what that impact is making. It's huge.
So, Gary, when's the last time we did a study like this?
Not in this century.
Oh.
Safe answer.
Yeah. Again, the quantifying results become very important for Winthrop, who we were then and who we're becoming. And so I tell people, we span three centuries with Winthrop College, now university. So if you look at the different iterations of Winthrop, so 2022 marked another milestone for us because we – got a president for the first time in the history of Winthrop that was an alum. Mm-hmm. So things are changing. So Edward Cerna came in with a strategic plan in mind, and so we had to start implementing that. And you see the fruits of that harvest already in what he's done just in a short 18 to 20 months. And so those things become important. Having the economic impact study done became very important because it shows who we are in the community. If you look at the revitalization of the downtown corridor, obviously one of the ends of that is Winthrop University. The other end is where we're sitting right now in this end of town with the Art Center at Fountain Park being on the planned blocks. So it becomes important. And that storyline trail that we talk about that connects Winthrop to downtown, pedestrian bridge that will go across Dave Lyle that further connects what we do. If you look at our esports that is in the Sports and Technology Center, if you look at the thread and how that's coming along. So how does Winthrop tie into all of that? Well, we're a pipeline for employment. And so as businesses, what do businesses say they need the most? Employees. Well, Winthrop is an engine for those employees. So liberal arts university, now we're a regional comprehensive. So we've put all that together. It expands us not just in the community, but in the region. And so those are the dynamic changes that you'll see under the headship of this president.
So we're going to throw out a lot of numbers here in a quick second. Dr. Cerna, how should those listening take these numbers in? I mean, let's say we have a family that lives here. They might have had a grandparent go to Winthrop. Maybe they didn't go to Winthrop directly, or maybe their whole family went to Winthrop. So at some point, all roads lead back to Winthrop, right? At some function in your family. But how do you hope that people in the community take in these numbers and these figures we're about to share?
Well, first off, I love that. All roads lead back to Winthrop. That's the real story here.
You can have it. It's free. We give all kind of free advice on this show. You can have it.
That's great. You know, really, we're part of this community. Winthrop University loves being part of this community. This community has always supported Winthrop University, and it's just good to be able to quantify what we give back to this community and how vital we are to it. So I think that's a great story. And also, a big part of this is we are challenging ourselves to grow that number. So with the implementation of this new strategic plan in 3 years, when we come back and we do this study again, we want to see that number grow. So it really, for us, it's a challenge to even do better.
All right. So here's the top line here. It's Winthrop helps to generate more than $200 million in new economic activity for York County. So what does that look like? What does that number all involve?
Well, so that's the impact of payroll, of students coming to campus, obviously nearly 5,000 students that make an impact. Their families come to visit them. All of those things make a difference. 700 employees plus at Winthrop University. It's remarkable, too, for us, talking about who Winthrop is and the respect there, that so many of the employees, faculty, staff, and others at Winthrop are alums. So people go to – I'll use Debbie Garrick as a prime example. You know, went to Winthrop, stayed at Winthrop, work, ended up at the city of Rock Hill, came back to Winthrop, her home. I mean, it's that guiding light that comes back.
Every road leads to Winthrop.
Every road leads to Winthrop. And interestingly enough, as a sidebar, you know, Dr. Crawford, who was one of the original trustees, is the one that brought the macadamization of roads to Winthrop. Of course, Crawford Building named for him. Crawford Road in Rock Hill, the first macadamized road, which is a tar-type road. But it did lead to Winthrop. And 100-plus years later, we're still living what that is. So Winthrop's impact over these three centuries, touching all three centuries, has been important. We're elevating that to the next level.
We did, when we were speaking with you all before we went on the air, we said, was there something from this report that shocked you? And you said you thought it was going to be about $200 million, but you were surprised that it was over that.
Well, for where Winthrop is right now, looking at the last 8 or 10 years before Dr. Serna came, I call it a period of atrophy for Winthrop. We had declining enrollment, and so it was a tough time. So now that you have a dynamic leader who is strategic in nature, the things that are starting to unfold at Winthrop, it's a blooming of new plants. And so those things that are happening now bring us to that. So what's going to be very interesting is in 5 years to do this one more time with our economics department and see what that number is.
Well, and with that being said, now you've kind of established a baseline.
Exactly.
So where would you like to – what would you like to see it look like in those 5 years? Do you have goals or just to be a little bit better than where we are today?
If you look at the enrollment trajectory that we are on right now, you know, I don't want to throw a number out there, but it's going to be a bigger number.
Yeah.
Because Winthrop is really right now a university on the rise, and we're excited about that. Another number that I'm really excited about in the study that surprised me is our operating expenses are about $129 million. And to have a $205 million impact, I mean, I wish my investment portfolio had a 60% return. That would be fantastic, but it just shows you what a great investment Winthrop University is.
Did this report show any – it's kind of like a stress test anywhere in areas that you're like, hey, listen, this number or figure surprised us. We would like to maybe focus a little bit more on this area to kind of see that number continue to go up.
I didn't see that, okay. But here's what became important, because if you start looking at an entity like Winthrop, you think tax exempt. Okay, so you're not – but if you start looking at the tax base that Winthrop provides – through sales tax back to the state of South Carolina, we have a huge impact there as well. So there's things that some would look and say, oh, you know, tax-free, it is not. And so the production back into the community actually surprised me in a very good way. And I think that's important to recognize that footprint, because we often talk about, you know, coming with your hand out. And in Winthrop, it's this way. You know, it's mutual. And so that translates back to the community as well.
Yeah, not a handout, a handshake, which is just fantastic. Wow.
Partnership.
Well, Dr. Serna, you've certainly come on and made a splash on campus. I know one of the big things that you were pretty adamant about is just getting rid of just the gate or the fencing around Winthrop, which again, fences have, you know, serve so many purposes. But you, I remember early on when we were talking here on Palmetto Mornings, you said you wanted folks from the community to walk on campus and didn't really want them to realize that they were not on campus. Like, it just was part of the community. And I think that was, you know, one of the biggest ways that you can just open your arms out even more and say, come on, just see what's going on. And, you know, people support all the programs. And again, the folks around this community support all the athletics, mm-hmm. but they also support all your cultural events. And it is part of our DNA right here in the city. So we appreciate what the quality of life Winthrop has provided for, what, three centuries and then in the future.
Right. And athletics, our mm-hmm. numbers at athletic events are higher than they have been in a mm-hmm. long, long time. That's important. Driving down Oakland Avenue now, you're not driving past campus, you're driving through it.
That's right. That's right. I like it.
Okay. All right. So is this study on like a website or something where folks in the community can look at it on their own time?
Winthrop.edu.
There you go. Gary Sermel, he is with the Office of the President over there at Winthrop University, as well as Dr. Edward Serna, who is the president of Winthrop University, as well as class of 2002.
That's right.
Perfect. Proud Winthrop alum. Thank you, gentlemen, so much. We appreciate it.